quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. At Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie. Joining me on the show today is a very special person.
Brianne. I was here last year, and I'm back again.
She's back. Back again. I like how you, like, stated your name, like, super obviously. Like, Brianne, duh.
Duh. I mean, I was here last year. You should already know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to reintroduce myself. But I will.
Okay, introduce yourself then.
Well, if you missed me last year, my name is Brianne, and I used to live in Port Coquitlam, but I moved very far away, and I'm a museum curator, and now I'm back visiting.
Here we go. Yes, Brianne and I are acquaintances of more than a decade.
More than a decade, yeah.
More than a decade. And through... we met through very complicated and, I don't know, traumatizing circumstances.
You mean art class?
High school.
Oh. Fair. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, different experiences. That's fine. but we're on the show today because it's Brianne's, like, return,
mm-hmm.
I suppose you could say. We're taking this opportunity to talk about fan fiction today. This is a topic that myself and our previous regular co-hosts have discussed at length. However, it is also something that very much bonds Brianne and I together. We were both Tumblr kids.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We were both fanfiction children.
Yep.
Yep. We're going to talk a little bit about it today. Get into it. Get excited. It'll be fun. Brianne picked the playlist today very graciously. What is it about?
Well, I specifically picked all Canadian artists, both new and old, I believe. I like all the songs, so figured why not share them.
We love it. You are on your way to doing campus community radio, Canadian campus community
Absolutely,
radio.
Absolutely, yes.
It's an all CanCon playlist. Is there, like, a vibe that you're going for? A sound, a feeling, a theme?
I think they were all pretty chill songs. More laid-back songs, not, like, party anthem songs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No party rockers in the house tonight.
No.
We're just sitting back on our chairs,
mm-hmm.
contemplating life.
Yeah.
Great. Let's do the first song, then. Can you please introduce? Oh, okay. Maybe I will introduce it.
Yeah, I can't read it from here.
Yeah.
I know the artist, the Jansen boys.
Are they Jansen? They're not Jansen?
I believe it's Jansen.
Okay.
Yeah, Jansen boys.
Okay.
Yeah. I found them through Instagram, and they're actually from Alberta, I'm pretty sure.
Cool.
Yeah, they're brothers.
Awesome. Well, here is one for you, listener. as in Here's One for the Road by the Jansen Boys. Enjoy!
Howling to the moon is all I need. Walk along the splinters of starlight that bleeds, following the wanderer's code. All I need is one for the road. Howling to the moon is all I need. Walk along the splinters of starlight that bleeds, following the wanderer's code. All I need is one for the road. All the stories that I heard, all the stories that they told, we live by the luck that we roll. We will live by your word and we will die in the mold, while the crack in the sky makes us old. The life that I'm behind, believing I could find some peace of mind. No strings attached, no contract signed, just a place for me to unwind. We keep on walking along the open fields, throughout the backwoods, where the branches yield. We keep on walking along the open fields, throughout the backwoods, where the branches yield. Howling to the moon is all I need. Walk along the splinters of starlight that bleeds, following the wanderer's code. All I need is one for the road. All I need is one for the road. She drank warm liquor and cold coffee, and she loved dancing like a lunatic in the rain. She stayed up all night and she was never one to stop me, and she was never one to complain. Yeah, different hearts and different minds. Yeah, what we had, a crazy thing, more important than the wedding ring. We were never thinking and never hesitating, and if we got married it'd be a shotgun wedding, and it'd be bang bang, woman and wife, just happened to be the dress she was wearing that night. And it'd be bang bang, our parents will never know, we did it for ourselves, we never did it for the show. Yeah. Years pass and it happened so fast that you kept us on the run. But yeah, we never look back or cared about the things that we did when we were young. Well, yeah. Bang, bang, our parents will never know, we did it for ourselves, we never did it for the show.
crazy thing, more important than the wedding ring. Well, we were never thinking and never hesitating. But if we got married, it'd be a shotgun wedding. It'd be bang, bang, woman in white, just happened to be the dress she was wearing that night. And it'd be bang, bang, our parents will never know. We did it for ourselves, we never did it for the show.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me, well, I've got to beware. Think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody, what's going down?
What's going down?
The battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Yep. Young people speaking their minds. Getting so much resistance from behind. It's time we stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Is Bird Note. If the early bird gets the worm, then the early birder gets the birds, right? Morning is a great time for birding. Songbirds begin their chorus just before dawn, and many species start looking for food at first light. But not everyone is willing or able to get up at the crack of dawn. And that's okay. It's not the only time to experience birds. Singing often continues throughout the morning. And some species, like American robins, keep the show going until sunset. High noon is a great time to see daytime predators like hawks on the hunt for small mammals, or cormorants in the water diving for fish. As sunset draws near, watch for birds that become active in the twilight, like common nighthawks sweeping the sky for insects. And if you're a night owl, well, look and listen for real owls. They're wide awake at midnight. So if you miss the sunrise, don't worry. The day is long, and birds are all around us. For Bird Note, I'm Jonice Franklin.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. My name is Leslie.
And I'm Brianne.
Brianne, what did we just hear?
We just heard For What It's Worth by Moon Trix and Shred Kelly. It's actually a cover from the original 1966 Buffalo Springfield song.
Excellent. And what was before that?
Before that was Woman in White by Current Swell.
What do you like about those songs that made you put them onto the playlist today?
They sound great. They're good to sing along to. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're great car karaoke songs.
You do love a car karaoke.
I do. That's all I do in the car, mm-hmm. besides driving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. You're just getting into the car and
yeah.
singing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On our way to the station today, Brianne picked me up, and we were listening to some music. I don't exactly know what it was.
I can tell you.
Okay.
The artist's name is Girl Talk.
Okay.
They specialize in sampling.
Girls
talking. No.
They specialize in this right now.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, the sampling and sampling?
Mainly sampling song.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're really long remixes, basically.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed, while, like, stopped in front of the traffic.
At the stoplight, yeah.
Yeah.
In front of the stoplight.
We were moving and grooving.
Jamming.
Mm-hmm.
Having a good time, doing a little head banging.
Yeah, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. That reminds me of, well, it makes me think, like, people who obviously are passersby or in the car beside us would look and be like, whoa, they look like they're having fun.
Yeah, they're getting a free show. I mean, they mm-hmm. should be grateful.
Mm-hmm. It also reminded me this morning while I was crossing the street to the bus stop. Saw this, like, huge, like, I don't know, kind of big, bulky truck. Inside, the people who were sitting in it, the driver and his passengers, they were all, like, for lack of a better word, they were men with square heads.
Mm.
Square heads, square bodies. Just, like, large dudes. And on the car, there was a cartoon pink rabbit sticker. It was basically My Melody, the Sanrio character.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. It wasn't exactly her,
but close.
Yeah, it might as well have been her.
Mm-hmm.
So there are these just huge dudes in this huge car with this extremely cute tiny sticker. And it was tiny. It wasn't like, if it was like big, uh-huh. I would understand. Be on theme, right? Menacing My Melody. That is also alliteration.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. It was a tiny My Melody esque sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I'm so countryfied now. The way you were describing, I thought you were gonna describe a bear. Like, you were walking to the bus stop and you saw a bear.
Yeah.
And I would have been, yeah, of course you did.
Yeah.
That's normal. But not here, necessarily.
No. I mean, there were three large bears in a large truck.
Yeah, that would be a fair description.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Reeling it back in.
Yes, from bears.
From bears. We're going to talk about fan fiction. Brianne and I are fans of fan fiction.
Yeah.
You recently found out what your favorite trope is.
Yeah, I had no idea, but my favorite trope is apparently enemies to lovers.
How did you find out?
I believe I was talking to you, or talking to maybe several friends about my trope reading lately, and they just sort of put it together for me and informed me that perhaps it was a recurring theme for a reason.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you, so this seems to be like a subconscious thing. Have you reflected on it?
Barely.
Oh, okay.
I don't really understand why.
Okay.
I would probably have to, you know, maybe talk to a therapist about that. I don't know.
Oh.
Don't know how you would go into the deep dive of why I like that trope so much.
Okay. All right, that's fine, mm-hmm. I guess. Do you want to think about it right now or no?
Oh, bring it on.
Oh.
Bring
just
it
like
on.
The movie.
I bought that movie today at the thrift store.
Have you watched Bring It On before?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Everyone's good. Seen that.
I have not seen that.
All right, I need to leave. I need to go get the movie
no,
so you
please.
Can watch it.
Please don't leave. We have a show to make.
All right, fine. I'll stay.
That is also a common recurring theme in our friendship is that you've seen every movie. And I have seen
none.
Zero movies.
Zero movies.
I'm getting a little bit better at it. Do you follow my Letterboxd?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got me onto Letterboxd.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I'm making some progress.
Yeah.
I'm watching a movie every couple of months, mm-hmm. possibly. Sometimes maybe like once every couple of weeks instead.
Yeah, I would say that's a fair like 2-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I usually see new stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you watch a lot of more obscure indie stuff as opposed to a lot of mainstream stuff.
Oh, really? I was kind of under the impression that you were into both realms because you're just like consuming every movie that has ever produced.
I mean, that's not wrong. I do like the obscure, weird movies, but I like more than just that.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You read any good fan fiction about a movie that you liked recently? Or maybe a movie you hated, but you just loved, like, a relationship.
Man, I'm trying to think of the last movie I even watched. It's been a couple of days now, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm deprived.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think I had to rewatch 10 Things I Hate About You because it turned 25.
And isn't that actually Enemies to Lovers?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as that occurred to me, I was like, you know, that's my favorite movie, and it makes a lot of sense now.
Mm.
I get it.
Okay.
Yeah, so every time I watch that, I probably have to open up fan fiction for it and just read the same probably 10 ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it about... Is there, like... Okay, here's what I want to know.
Yeah. Hit me.
Specifically, like, with movies that are, like, not exactly franchises.
Right.
Because... To my mind, I do not think that there's as strong as like fandoms around them. Like, there are probably people who are fans of that movie and who have made stuff inspired by that movie and mm-hmm. who talk about it. But I feel like in a fandom way of, let's say, like, I don't know, like the Marvel Cinematic Universe or something like that. Comparatively,
right.
like... The fandom is, I don't know, does it exist? And if it exists, like, what does it look like? Is it, like, really different?
I feel like it is really different when you're talking about a single movie, not franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as it ages. Because that requires, like, people just have to keep rewatching that movie or discovering that movie.
Mm.
Versus something like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which every time there's a new movie, it, like, reinvigorates interest. And it's like you get more characters and more stories. With a single movie, that's all you get. Mm-hmm. You get that, you're done.
Do you find when you read then fan fiction about like a single movie that it can like spur even more I'm so out of fandom now. I don't remember the terms, but like it spurs even more like headcanons.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I feel like a lot of the stuff that I'm reading about single movies is continuations from the end of that particular movie.
Okay.
So it's continuing a storyline that maybe I don't feel got finished, or that the couple like just gets together at the end of the movie. And I say, okay, well, what's tomorrow look like?
Okay.
It's like the classic, you know, The Breakfast Club. That movie takes place over one day, really.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends hopeful, I say, with quotation marks. But it does just end. And so you're always left thinking, what's going to happen when they see you the next week or the next day? So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That is very fair.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I guess then we have established that enemies to lovers is one of your favorite romance tropes in fiction.
Yes.
And it applies to fan fiction, mm-hmm. As well as in real fiction.
Real fiction?
Yeah. Not fan fiction. The anti-fan fiction. Like a movie. Like a work.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Like a piece of media.
Yep.
Okay, I thought you meant in like real life.
No.
Okay.
I studied communications. I know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I studied media.
Yes. So books, movies, TV shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes.
All right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
When you pursue fan fiction about a movie that is, let's say, about enemies to lovers, are you also pursuing enemies to lovers-esque fan fiction? And that's my first question. And my second question is, would you ever venture into alternate universes of a single movie? She's nodding her head.
Yeah, I am 100% into the alternate universe. I do that with a lot of movies. I would say any that doesn't take place in present, current day. Like even movies that are like more historical movies. I would be looking for alternate universes in present day. Just because I like that.
Okay.
Like The Man from U.N.C.L.E., not the TV series, the movie. That takes place during the Cold War, when Germany is still east and west, and there's still a wall, the Berlin Wall. So, obviously, any of the fan fiction. I'm reading old fan fiction, old for the time of the story takes place. But I do also like to read modern day versions of it.
Mm-hmm. Exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Does that answer both your questions, or was that one question?
I think so. Let's get into it even more.
Dig deeper. Yes.
You're going to hate me by the end of this recording.
Okay. Bring it on. Not the movie. The actual act.
Okay, then. In that case, would you read an alternate universe of the characters in 10 Things I Hate About You, an established enemies to lover romance teen comedy, but which did not have an enemies to lovers thing and was also an alternate universe? So in the alternate universe, let's say they are mutually pining for each other and are not enemies.
Okay, so you're saying taking the story that was an enemies to lovers story and to take those same characters and put them in a new situation that does not include that